me a Charmin Clean took it. Cheek to cheek, feeling oh so shook it.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 58. Northwest winds 30 to 40 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 37. More clouds than sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 49. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, it looks like the Conservation Reserve Program is going to take a cut in acreage this fall because of soaring commodity prices. During a call with reporters from Mexico yesterday, Ag Secretary Vilsack provided some fresh numbers on the general sign-up that ended last month. He said that only 1.8 million of the 4 million acres in expiring contracts will be re-enrolled in the program, and that there will be only about 800,000 acres in new contracts. That would be a net loss of about 1.4 million general sign-up acres. He said we got a few new contracts, but nowhere than the number of contracts that did not re-up. Vilsack said the numbers proved there was no reason for him to open CRP to emergency cropping. He said the market basically responds to signals, and farmers make the decision. Now keep in mind, these enrollment numbers are a blow to the administration's efforts to use CRP as a tool to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. About 22 million acres currently enrolled in CRP, well below the current cap of 25.5 million acres. The limit rises to 27 million acres in October. Well, Vilsack doesn't have a breakthrough to show, but he said the meeting with Mexico's President Andres Manuel López Obrador made the case to approve biotech crop traits. He said the meeting was originally scheduled for an hour, but expanded to 2 hours, and the wide-ranging discussion, he said, included ag labor constraints and the impacts of the war in Ukraine. He said in a very frank discussion about biotech, Vilsack said he pressed the importance of biotechnology to agricultural productivity. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities are investigating an accidental shooting that critically injured a boy, according to Junction City Police Captain Corey O'Dell. Two brothers, ages 9 and 11, were messing around in some capacity with a loaded firearm, and it appears that one accidentally shot the other. O'Dell said the firearm involved was a handgun, and the 9-year-old suffered a wound to his body. EMS transported the boy to Geary Community Hospital, and he was then airlifted to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita for treatment. The shooting occurred just after 7 p.m. on Tuesday outside of the house where the boys lived. The name of the 9-year-old boy has not yet been released. A preliminary hearing is set for Thursday morning for the man arrested in connection with the abduction and shooting in Reno and Sedgwick counties on July 19th of last year. Candon Campos is facing 12 counts, including 6 counts of attempted first-degree murder, 1 count of kidnapping, 3 counts of aggravated battery, and 2 counts of criminal theft. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It's truck month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Egg Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Egg Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down. 0% APR. And finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on group orders paid by 4-4-2022. Group benefits, taxes, fees, and all by long-term financing. Board with credit, 0% APR for 36 months and 2770 per month for thousand finance. Offer new piece of deal, offers can happen tomorrow.
A man was arrested in connection with driving under the influence following a two-vehicle injury crash Monday evening just north of Manhattan. The collision was reported around 5:42 p.m. near the intersection of Tuttle Creek Boulevard and South Dam Road. According to Riley County Police reports, a 96 Ford Crown Victoria driven by Eli Joseph Smith, 19 of St. George, collided with a 2017 Mitsubishi Mirage driven by Philip Clark, 64 of Clay Center. Authorities said the Mitsubishi was traveling north on Tuttle Creek when it collided with a Ford after dinner at the intersection. Clark was transported to Via Christi Hospital in Manhattan for treatment of a laceration to the head and chest pain. Smith was arrested in connection with driving under the influence. Smith was booked into the Riley County Jail in Manhattan. Westbound Kellogg was shut down this morning after a rollover crash that left one person with serious injuries. The crash happened before 7 a.m. this morning near the Central Business District exit and shut down Kellogg between that exit and Seneca. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive in Waterville and Marysville is a reliable automotive repair shop. And Dane's now offers and installs vehicle accessories, including bumpers, guards, bull bars, wheels, bed liners, covers, lift kits, fender flares, running boards, hitches, and winches. Call them for all your service needs, including tire repair, at Dane's Automotive, located in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A judge has ordered a mental health evaluation for a man who faces a possible death sentence after pleading guilty a month ago to killing two workers and wounding two others at a Nebraska fast food restaurant. The Omaha World-Herald reports that the evaluation was ordered Monday for 24-year-old Roberto Silva Jr. after Silva's attorney said he is concerned about Silva's mental health. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty for Silva for the November 21st, 2020 shooting at a Sonic drive-in restaurant in the Omaha suburb of Bellevue that killed 22-year-old Nathan Pastrana and 28-year-old Ryan Helbert and critically wounded two other workers. Authorities arrested a Nebraska panhandle man after Scotts Bluff police responded to a call of a male subject yelling and cursing at his partner. Adrian Sullis, 31, was arrested on charges of domestic assault by intimidation, obstructing an officer, resisting arrest, and assault of an officer. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Cattlemen join Kaiser Angus Thursday afternoon, April 7th at 1 for the 22nd annual production sale at the ranch near Park. Selling will be 90 18-month-old bulls and 15 spring yearling bulls. Sire groups include Surefire, Fireball, Tahoe, Growth Fund, West Point, Ashland, Hometown, and E&B Plus One. Kaiser Angus is selling 60 calving ease bulls, 48 bulls in the top 10% of the Angus breed for weaning weight EPD, 47 bulls in the top 10% for marbling EPD, 62 bulls are in the top 20% for ribeye or EPD. All Kaiser Angus bulls have genomic-enhanced EPDs. 16 elite open heifers will also sell. Request a catalog or view the catalog and videos online at KaiserAngus.com. For more information, call Daryl at 785-673-3357. If you're unable to attend on sale day, you can bid online at DVAuction.com. Kaiser Angus, their 22nd annual production sale, Thursday, April 7th at 1 at the ranch near Park, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A $500,000 anonymous contribution to USD 113 will allow structural improvements at district facilities, including updates at the Axtell School. Superintendent Todd Evans was a guest on our recent public affairs program. He outlined roofing repairs planned, which have been approved, and will update the 25-year-old roof surfaces. Additional work may be possible as funds are available. Again, with Evans outlining the significance of the financial contribution.
The donation made it possible for us to complete the entire scope of the project. Without the donation, we would not have been able to complete everything. We would have had to make some decisions to reduce the scope of the project.
Superintendent Todd Evans went on to explain the scope of the other improvements planned at the Axtell School building, which will be considered by the school board in April.
We are looking at improvements to the science classroom in Axtell and then to the fire safety of the building. I'm anticipating at the April Board of Education meeting, the board making the decision to either put in a new exterior fire escape on the north side of the building or to install a sprinkler system in the three-story building.
As spring storm season approaches, the National Weather Service advises that a recent addition to their warning system is severe thunderstorm warnings with 80-mile-per-hour winds and or baseball-size hail or worse. Tags at the bottom of severe thunderstorm warnings have been changed to accommodate the new damage threat of considerable and destructive forces. Organizations may volunteer to make a difference in their community and help the environment by joining the Adopt the Highway program in Kansas. Groups are asked to sign a 2-year agreement with the program. There's no cost. Kansas Department of Transportation sponsors the program, which provides each group safety training, trash bags, and orange vests. Groups have cleanups 3 times each year at their convenience and are recognized for their efforts with signs marking their sections of a highway. Adopt a Highway groups are gearing up for the annual Clean Up Kansas campaign, which takes place each April. All Adopt a Highway groups are encouraged but not required to participate in the statewide event. Any nonprofit group that does not discriminate on the basis of race, religion, or gender can join. Members participating must be 11 years old and have adequate adult supervision. For more information, contact the Kansas Department of Transportation office in your area. In Northeast Kansas, the Topeka office phone number is 785-296-2291. Melody Pittman and Sarah Boers of Wherever I May Roam blog site are on a 2-week road trip crossing the state of Kansas and will visit Marysville Wednesday as part of a trek along U.S. 36 Highway. Travel bloggers are becoming more frequent and are influential in sharing community events and attractions with their followers online. The pair will be guests on our public affairs program this weekend and will share more of what they're involved in. Bobby L. Price, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Bobby Price. LCK Sikora, age 78, of Liberty, passed away. Funeral service is planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Liberty Christian Church, with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Elsie Sikora. Samuel Sam Workman, age 70, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Friday, 11 a.m. at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Interment of ashes at the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Sam Workman.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USD 223 is looking to fill 2 custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. 2 custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller at usd223.org.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some sunshine to start out the day with a slight chance for some rain showers throughout the afternoon. Temperatures staying a bit cooler today with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s throughout Iowa.
The upper 40s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Winds staying extremely gusty out of the west between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 40. Staying fairly mild overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 30s throughout Iowa, the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and upper 30s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Missouri. Winds shifting to the northwest between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Staying sunny but cooler throughout Thursday before warming back up throughout the weekend. And winds will remain breezy throughout Friday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April 64, record high on this date 91. The average low 39, the record low 17. Sunset this evening 7:55. Sunrise in the morning at 7:04.
There's 100 ways to cook an egg and dozens of uses for uncooked ones. We shell out a few suggestions today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 6th, the 96th day of the year. Actors Billy Dee Williams and Paul Rudd were both born on this day. Hard-boiled is the egg of choice for Easter activities, but here are some interesting uses for eggs to keep in mind the rest of the year. You may have noticed that egg whites are especially sticky. They can, in fact, be used like glue with about the same sticking power as all-purpose glue. Egg yolks make an excellent face wash. Mix a few with warm water for a vitamin A-rich cleanser and moisturizer, and toss those eggshells into your compost. The calcium helps make plants more robust. Crushed eggshells can also be used in the garden to deter snails and slugs. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more clever household advice at almanac.com.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas's comeback victory over North Carolina to win the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship was the most viewed title game on cable television. The Jayhawks 72-69 win averaged 18.1 million viewers on TBS, TNT, and True TV. That's a 4% increase over last year's title game between Baylor and Gonzaga on CBS. This was the third time the championship game was on Turner. They were supposed to have the 2020 final, but the tournament was canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. The entire tournament on CBS and Turner averaged 10.7 million people, a 13% increase over last year. Bobby Witt Jr., widely considered the best prospect in baseball, has made the Kansas City roster and will start at third base in the Royals season opener against the Cleveland Guardians on Thursday at Kauffman Stadium. The move with the 21-year-old infielder was widely expected, especially after he hit well in spring training. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Cattlemen join Kaiser Angus Thursday afternoon, April 7th at 1 for the 22nd annual production sale at the ranch near Park. Selling will be 90 18-month-old bulls and 15 spring yearling bulls. Sire groups include Surefire, Fireball, Tahoe, Growth Fund, West Point, Ashland, Hometown, and E&B Plus One. Kaiser Angus is selling 60 calving ease bulls, 48 bulls in the top 10% of the Angus breed for weaning weight EPD, 47 bulls in the top 10% for marbling EPD, 62 Chew bulls are in the top 20% for ribeye or EPD. All Kaiser Angus bulls have genomic-enhanced EPDs. 16 elite open heifers will also sell. Request a catalog or view the catalog and videos online at KaiserAngus.com. For more information, call Daryl at 785-673-3357. If you're unable to attend on sale day, you can bid online at DVAuction.com. Kaiser Angus, their 22nd annual production sale, Thursday, April 7th at 1 at the ranch near Park, Kansas.
The Big 12 Commissioner Bob Boolsby says he's stepping away from that role later this year after a decade on the job. Boolsby will remain the Big 12's leader until a new commissioner is appointed. The expectation is that he will then transition into a new interim role with the league. The 70-year-old Boolsby's contract with the Big 12 goes into 2025. He has been the Big 12 commissioner since 2012. He came to the league after serving as athletic director at Stanford, Iowa, and Northern Iowa. Thousands of screaming KU fans will return to Lawrence this weekend to again celebrate their 2022 NCAA National Champion Jayhawks. The university's athletic department announced a parade will take place Saturday starting at 10 a.m. The parade will head down Mass Street before turning west and ending at Allen Fieldhouse, the home of the Kansas Jayhawks men's basketball team. That's where the 2022 National Championship banner will eventually hang from the rafters. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host seven home games.
Beast lose, touchdown, Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Season tickets start at just $150. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to order your season tickets by the Friday, April 22nd priority deadline. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville is your authorized Hustler dealer. They offer a full line of residential riding lawnmowers from 42 to 72 inch decks. Manufactured in Heston, Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to give you unmatched strength and durability, and they're packed with performance features you will appreciate. Look over the complete inventory today of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailer Sales in Waterville and get the riding mower designed to get the job done at a price you can afford.
Studying and recording the timing of natural events like plant bloom, animal hibernation, and reproduction is called phenology. Gardeners often use phenology as a planting guide and to time pest management. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Since plant development depends on soil and air temperatures, using it as a planting or pest management guide is more reliable than calendar dates. Monitoring bud break, leaf expansion, and flowering can help you time some of your garden activities. Try planting peas, lettuce, and other cool weather crops when the lilac leaves are about the size of a mouse's ear. Wait until the soil warms and lilacs are in full bloom to plant your beans. As the lilac blooms fade and temperatures rise, plant squash and cucumber seeds. Sow seeds of cabbage and broccoli when the catalpa and mock orange are in bloom. These will sprout and grow and be ready for harvest in fall. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
John's father was asked to take a risk-free chance on what could be the dream of a lifetime. That small farmer took the opportunity, and today, a well-known agricultural enterprise continues its proud history from well over a century ago. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
When Prohibition was enacted, most wineries in the nation immediately had to look for another way to make a living.
Such was the case at Herman, Missouri's Stonehill Winery.
Prohibition wiped out the wine industry because of all the anti-German sentiment with World War I. Stonehill, because of the huge series of underground cellars, was converted into a mushroom farm.
Mushrooms were grown here into the 1960s, but that's when John Held's family entered the picture.
The owner was planning his exit strategy and had a dream to see Stonehill become a winery again. My parents just happened to be growing grapes.
The owner of Stonehill, a mushroom farm, contacted John's dad about his idea to return the place to making wine.
I have a business proposition for you. No risk. I'm not going to charge you anything. Just come try out a winery in a small corner of the facility. Dad did. He didn't have anything to lose. He was just a poor farmer with a net worth of $1,200. And he took a gamble and it paid off.
John grew up around Stonehill and saw his family grow the winery back to the prominence it had before Prohibition.
My goal is to make the very best wine we can out of these regional grape varieties and bring them back to the prominence that they had in pre-Prohibition years. Stonehill, back in the day before Prohibition, was awarded 9 gold medals at World Fair competitions. They were declared to have the best red wine of all nations in Vienna at the World's Fair.
And John says his work today can stack up with the places around the world that are known for great wines. It's a place to come to learn the past and see the present and future of one of the nation's oldest wineries. Traveling the countryside in Herman, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Moving a tree isn't as easy as rearranging the furniture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you follow the right procedure, the tree should recover well in its new location as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Some trees outgrow their space and need to be moved to avoid tangling with things such as the side of the house and power lines. Extension agent Dennis Patton at Kansas State University says the best time to move a tree is when it's dormant in early spring before it starts to break bud. Very small trees with pencil-sized trunk diameters can be transplanted with bare roots. Larger trees need a proper-sized root ball. Patton says a good rule of thumb is to follow the nursery industry standard of a 1-inch to 10-inch ratio.
So in other words, if the trunk is an inch or so across or in diameter, maybe, a foot or so off the ground, then you need about 10 inches of root ball, 10 inches wide and 10 inches deep. So that's kind of the best guide for people to follow.
When digging, be sure to use a sharp spade so you can make a clean cut of the roots. It's easier on the tree if you plan ahead and start the process with a spade several months before moving it.
So, for instance, this summer, go in around the tree and just sever the root ball. So, in other words, slice down into the soil where the root ball is going to be, then let it grow all summer long, and then move it this fall or next spring, because what you do at this point in time is help develop a little bit more fibrous root system. Where those roots were severed, they're going to branch out, so you have more roots up around the root ball. It's called root pruning.
If you don't want to do the work yourself, hire someone with a tree spade. This machine slices into the soil and digs out the tree with a cone-shaped root ball. When it's out of the ground, cover the root ball with a damp material like burlap to keep it moist until planting. Learn more about digging up and moving your trees at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes? Well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place Senior.
The future of ag is Landall. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, material handlers, painters, fabrication, maintenance, and welders. Offering overtime hours due to an influx in orders, with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work their weekly required hours. Landall Company offers a stable working environment with competitive wages and full benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shift, health insurance including medical and prescription coverage, dental insurance, vision insurance, 401k savings program, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Learn more at Landall.com or apply online or contact the Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. The future of ag is Landall. Immediate full-time openings available at Landall Company in Marysville.
If the University of Georgia is an example, then land-grant universities are a great public investment. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. The University of Georgia's College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences last year generated more than $686 million to the state's economy. Economics professor Michael Ajemian conducts the annual estimates.
We're very careful to make sure that the economic impacts that we calculate are a lower bound. There's so many other activities that the university engages in that are beneficial, but because we can't quantify them very carefully, leave them out of the report. We do that so that the figures that we generate and publish are reliable.
Ajemian says the figures are based on three categories: teaching, research, and outreach. For example, he says,
you can think about reducing the irrigation required for pecan development, or optimal timing of the peanut harvest, or reduced nitrogen use for onion production. And if we, in the college, which we do, engage in providing that knowledge that we discover in our research activities to producers in the state, they can actually increase the value of their production and save them money. And that's what we're trying to calculate when we focus on these outreach impacts.
University-wide, says Ajemian, every public dollar invested brings a $22 return.
From the standpoint of ordinary Georgians who give their hard-earned tax money to the government, you know, I think it's worthwhile to understand the value of the activities that those dollars help to generate.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Perspective of Planting Report has showed a record number of soybean acres that are set to go into the ground for this year. And Shelby Myers, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the Perspective Planting Report gives a good first look at what crop farmers intend to plant for the season.
USDA publishes an annual survey-based prospective plantings report that's always released on March 31st. This is really the first look at what U.S. farmers intend to plant, given that they replied to the survey. We do a quick rundown of principal crops for U.S. farmers, and right now we've got some good news overall.
She goes on to say that they can't expect to see more soybeans and less corn in the coming year.
U.S. farmers intend to plant a record 91 million acres of soybeans, which is about a 4.4% increase compared to what the soybean numbers were in 2021. So a really big increase in soybeans. USDA only estimates that U.S. farmers intend to plant 89.5 million acres of corn, a decrease of about 4.2%. So there's an implied shift away from corn acres to soybean acres. U.S. farmers intend to plant 47.4 million acres of wheat. That is an increase of 1.5% compared to 2021, and about 12.2 million acres of cotton.
She goes on to say the full report is useful for planning purposes for 2022.
This is a good first estimate of what supply will look like. We certainly saw crop prices and commodity prices react to the report's release, with corn changing price anywhere from 20 to 25 cents in reaction to the report, as well as soybeans, wheat, and cotton shifting in price as well. The first indication of what the 2022 growing season will look like, obviously before any kind of weather impact or any other challenges that a grower may face throughout the growing season.
The USDA is set to provide a crop acreage update report on June 30th. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you one of those people who hates cleaning the leaves out of your gutters? I'd rather be working in the garden or flower beds myself. Hi, I'm Lori with the Gutter Cover of Wichita. Since 2002, Mike and I have been helping homeowners just like you minimize home maintenance. We do this by covering your gutters with a solid aluminum cover that keeps out leaves and debris, allowing water to flow through your gutters. The Gutter Cover is attractive, proven for over 35 years, and installs easily over your existing gutters. The Gutter Cover can help you say goodbye to gutter cleaning for good. No more climbing ladders, cleaning out gutters, or risking a fall. We're family owned and operated, and look forward to sharing this affordable quality product with you. Ask about our senior discount by calling 777-1185. We have no pressure sales, require no money down, and we do free estimates. So call the Gutter Cover today at 777-1185.
Herbster Angus Farms annual bull and female sale is Monday, April 11th, Marysville Livestock Auction. The sale catalog is available online for inspection at herbsterangus.com with a link on their Facebook page as well. The bulls and females are available for viewing at Falls City this week and will be at the sale barn in Marysville all day Sunday and Monday, with sale time again Monday, April 11th, beginning at 1 o'clock. For additional details, contact Ed at 612-859-9815, herbsterangus.com, or find him on Facebook. Sale day Monday, April 11th.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Vilsack has poured cold water on Republican and industry calls to pull land out of the Conservation Reserve program and put it back into production, even as conflict in Ukraine poses food security risks around the world. In a letter to the National Grain and Feed Association, Secretary Vilsack said quickly converting the land to crop production clearly infeasible, even if it were to outlook and negative consequences of increased erosion and reduced water quality, wildlife habitat reduction, and decreased carbon sequestration and storage. The secretary notes that acres enrolled in CRP are largely non-prime farmland, with recent data showing only 1.3% is considered prime, essentially meaning high-quality land that is ripe for production. He also said a considerable portion of currently enrolled CRP acres are in areas experiencing significant levels of drought, and a majority of land enrolled in grassland or suited for grazing and not crop production. USDA confirming sales of more than a million metric tons of U.S. corn to China. The sale comes on the heels of a USDA report showing a smaller-than-expected U.S. corn crop this year, as well amid the war in Ukraine that has all but cut off Ukrainian exports. USDA Daily Grain Sale report shows a Chinese purchase of over a billion tons of U.S. corn, 676,000 tons for delivery in the current marketing year, 408,000 tons for delivery in 22-23. China bought millions of tons of U.S. corn last year, most of which did not take possession but left on the books. That corn, about 10 million tons, stayed on the books as China ramped up purchases from Ukraine. What remains unclear is how much, if any, corn China was able to get shipped out of the Ukraine before the invasion. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
Don't let your tractor tires be the reason you can't get in the field on time. A good tire inspection now can prevent downtime later on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Getting anxious to hop on the tractor and start spring field work. Before you do, it's important to identify any tire problems now. Check tire pressure, valves and stems, nuts and bolts, and integrity of the construction. A bad tire can lose traction in wet soils, waste fuel, and increase downtime. Brad Harris is a field engineer with Firestone Ag. He says they did a study that found it costs about $681 per hour during the optimal planting season if you're waiting for someone to come out and fix the tire. Whether to replace or fix a tire might not always be obvious. Firestone has a 7-step video to help you.
That helps customers walk through all the different things that they need to look at to help them decide, is it time that I need to replace this, or am I going to be able to get another season or two out of the tires that are my piece of equipment? So things like checking for cuts and tears in the sidewalls and then in the tread, and looking at the skid depth, the actual tread depth of the tires, a good judge to say, yeah, it's time to go buy new tires, or no, I can keep running.
To do the inspection, bring the tractor into the shop and park it on a concrete pad so you can walk around the machine.
We don't have to lift the tire up, but just do a physical inspection. Touch it, look over it real good, get a flashlight out, make sure it doesn't have cuts and snags. We will ask customers to drive forward and backwards to look at the tread area that may have been on the ground. I usually tell people it takes about 15 to 20 minutes to inspect a set of tires on a tractor.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about tractor tire inspection at agriculture.com.
Andrew, I saw you in Marysville. What made you stray so far from the farm?
Oh, it's time to work cattle, and a trip to Valley Vet is a chance for me to take the wife shopping without it feeling like the dreaded shopping trip. Mm. While I shop for vaccines, calf pullers, mineral, and boots, she shops for clothes.
I thought it was a vet supply store.
No, that's where she gets all her clothes. She looks like $1 million without costing me a fortune.
Maybe I'll take my wife shopping this week, because you know what they say. If she ain't happy...
Hey, while you're there, get fitted for that tuxedo for your son's wedding.
Tuxedos, too? Who knew?
Market information from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Wednesday today. Market's closing in just a little bit. We've seen kind of a back and forth in the markets throughout the day today. The grain market started off kind of slow, popped up, and went back down a little bit. The livestock is still mostly trending higher for the day. We'll see how we close in just a little bit. May corn right now is down 6.5 cents, sitting at 7.53 and a quarter. We have it kind of mixed on the board for the wheat with some positive numbers in the later futures. The early ones right now are mostly down, with May wheat down by 4.25 cents at 10.41 even a bushel. For the Chicago, the Kansas City wheat mostly higher here, with May up by 2.5 cents at 10.85 and a quarter. Over in the bean market, mostly lower numbers here right now, as May soybeans are down 13 cents at 16.18 even a bushel. July is down by 11.5 cents by 16.02 and a half. In the meal market, May soybean meal down 5.40 right now at 4.60 and a half. And soybean oil for May down by 66 cents at 71.75. Cotton market still a little bit lower here as we go through the day. May cotton down by $2.03 at 135.50. The canola for May down 6.30 at 11.41 and 50 cents. And the oats market does have a little bit of green on the board here, with May oats up by 7.75 at 7.53 even a bushel. On the livestock market, they started off higher, saw a dip in the market for a bit. They're back up and seeing some decent gains right now. April live cattle up $1.05, sitting at 137.85. The feeder cattle for April up by 62 cents in the green at 156.75. And lean hogs up by $1.02 in 98.70. U.S. dollar index today is a little bit higher. Its June index is sitting up 11 cents right now at 99.54. 30-year bonds down by almost a point right now, sitting at 145.14. And the 10-year notes are in the red slightly as well, sitting at 120 at 24. We'll see how we close here in just a little bit for the markets on a Wednesday. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you one of those people who hates cleaning the leaves out of your gutters? I'd rather be working in the garden or flower beds myself. Hi, I'm Lori with the Gutter Cover of Wichita. Since 2002, Mike and I have been helping homeowners just like you minimize home maintenance. We do this by covering your gutters with a solid aluminum cover that keeps out leaves and debris, allowing water to flow through your gutters. The Gutter Cover is attractive, proven for over 35 years, and installs easily over your existing gutters. The Gutter Cover can help you say goodbye to gutter cleaning for good. No more climbing ladders, cleaning out gutters, or risking a fall. We're family owned and operated, and look forward to sharing this affordable quality product with you. Ask about our senior discount by calling 777-1185. We have no pressure sales, require no money down, and we do free estimates. So call the Gutter Cover today at 777-1185.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Alfea salutes the Pawnee City and all area FFA chapters for providing guidance in the many and varied careers in the agricultural industry, and it's proud of the extraordinary and dedicated young men and women. Good luck at the state convention. From Alfea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing.
KNDY.
For a swinging good time at the Marshall County Canteen Big Band Swing and Dance Friday, April 8th at Venue 36 in Marysville. The Marshall County Community Band sets the mood at 6:30 p.m. Local ballroom dancers will offer lessons at 7, and the Presidio Brass from San Diego joins the community band on center stage at 7:30. Come dressed to impress. Tickets are $10, and a limited number are available at NCAC's Facebook page and all three CJ Express locations.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller@usd223.org.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMBY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 90.